Well, friends, Nate Carter here with today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional, and we're coming to the end of the book of Romans here. We're at the second half of Romans chapter 15, and in it we get a little glimpse into the heart of the Apostle Paul, the author of the book of Romans. Just to point out a few key verses here that I think are really interesting. Verse 16, Paul says, "I am a special messenger from Christ Jesus to you Gentiles." He knows his mission. He knows his mission, that he's the messenger to the Gentiles appointed by God. "I bring you the good news so that I might present you as an acceptable offering to God, made holy by the Holy Spirit." Now, as a pastor, this really speaks to me because Paul sees it as his opportunity to present a people back to God. That he sees it these as the people entrusted to him to be presented to God as a holy offering. And may that be said of my ministry as well, and of you and your area of influence as well, that God has entrusted people into your safekeeping to be offered back to him as an offering to God. "Yet," in verse 18, "I dare not boast about anything except what Christ has done through me, bringing the Gentiles to God by my message and by the way I worked among them." What a beautiful combination of recognizing that everything that Paul has done and everything that we do is not possible were it not for the grace of God, were it not for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Yet, he also acknowledges that he's worked and he's put effort into it, and his effort has been part of the equation. God has gifted each of us to serve him in unique ways. And I remind my kids regularly of that God has made you in a special way to serve him and to serve his kingdom and to grow his kingdom. And it's just a matter of discovering what that unique and special way is that God has called you to serve him. Yet all of that is only because of the power of the Holy Spirit working through you. So it's just this combination of, yes, it's my effort, but it's also God working through me. And it's both things together. And then skipping close to the bottom here, verse 24 says, Paul's giving his travel plans. He says, "I'm planning to go to Spain. And when I do, I will stop off in Rome, your city. And after I've enjoyed your fellowship for a little while, you can provide for my journey." It's just a little bit gutsy right there, but I think it's a reminder that part of being a follower of Jesus, if you're a member of Cornerstone Church here, you know that part of our mission is to reach the world. And part of that is supporting missionaries who go and take the good news, take the gospel to other parts of the world. And we support them in financially. And Paul is not shy about saying that. I'm expecting to come to you, and I'm expecting you to help provide for my journey so that I can keep the gospel going around the world. And then the last thing I wanted to point out to you is in verse 30. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to join in my struggle by praying to God for me. Do this because of your love for me, given to you by the Holy Spirit." You know, for someone who's got the pedigree of Paul, the intelligence of Paul, the authority of Paul, the calling of Paul, the giftedness of Paul, isn't it interesting that Paul still feels that he needs the fuel of prayer, of believers praying for him and supporting him? And as we come to the end of this book, one of the last things that he's leaving with the Romans is to ask them to continue to pray for him, because he knows that there's nothing that he can do if it's not for the power of the Holy Spirit working through him. And so he's calling on them to call on the Lord to support him. He's asking them for prayer. Guys, there's nothing that you can do for the kingdom without the help of the Holy Spirit, without the power of the Holy Spirit. And part of how we receive that power is by joining in prayer and asking others to pray for us, and then we also pray for others. So, two-part question. You can answer one or both of them. What do you need to ask others to pray for in your life? Where do you need to invite others to join you in helping to provide the fuel for the mission that God's called you to in your life? That's part one. Part two is, who do you need to be praying for? Who are some people who are doing the work of God that you need to be praying for? And I'll just tell you, I am so blessed, so overwhelmingly blessed when I find out from one of you that you've been praying for me. It just makes you feel like you're not alone. It makes you feel like you're being bolstered by the most important power there is, the power of prayer that invites God to fuel the mission and the ministry that we do. Why not be a part of that movement by praying for those who are doing the work of the Lord? Take a moment now to pray for them, and then take a moment later on today, perhaps, to invite others to pray for you. Have a great rest of your day. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.